Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Woohoo! Yeehaw! Well, here we are in this beautiful blue sky, green field here on planet Earth, traveling through the cosmos. Isn't this fun to be living on a starship? You just didn't realize that you're living on a starship, did you? Well, you are. And we're on this way out adventure. I thought I heard something, but I must have imagined it. But the point is, here we are. Wow, right? How cool is this? I mean, it's so big, this starship, that you don't even really feel it's moving. The only way you can tell is like the sun arcing across the sky, the moon showing up, and a freaking panoply of stars. That's the only way we know. Well, so let us pray. Let us pray. Hail, humans in time and space, the dog is with thee. Blessed are they who call her friend, and blessed is our feedback, coming soon for all scenes. Daughter of Godcast, Season 2, Crowd Creation, and this is Episode 094, Grown Up Ghost, dropping on June 13th, 2018. We're now a little over halfway through the Chinese Year of the Dog. Just 6 months left to wrap our dog, or Daughter of God, and that's exhilarating, intense, and all sorts of wild. We've been making steady progress, plenty of cinema offered and feedback received. Poised for a triumphant climax, the big finish, yet still quite an adventure ahead. An even more thrilling ride about to begin, and we're standing cheek by jowl at the helm, the tiller, the steering wheel. We're all gripping the spatula, the joystick, the paintbrush. Everything depends on us. We can do this! Episode 093 was another respite from the constant barrage of scenes that we've seen since Episode 070. So we went low level and looked at some charcoal drawings of the shots in Welcome Back, a drastic simplification intended to hone our compositions. Intriguing shapes and engaging designs. Plus, taking suggestions for even more post-apocalyptic props. And now, a word from our sponsor, water. Susan Gallant, no relation to the awesome and extremely short-lived episodic musical Gallivant on ABC, offered this via Vimeo.
It would be cool to see your dog logo in the sky in some of these shots. Maybe she is getting on the boat at dusk. I really love that you filmed your drawings and explained and or gave people the option of throwing ideas in.
I replied, snip. Dog logo. In the first shot of the big boat, you can see the moon in the upper right. Perhaps there's a way to tinker with that. Snip. Susan's saucer in the sky idea is fun. I wonder if her suggestion can be plugged in to the contraption that Jerry's messing with. Perhaps the dish antenna catches the dawn light and flashes, or maybe the device is pumping out tiny halos that drift up and away, kind of a variant of the electric discharges in the original 1931 Frankenstein. Maybe Jerry's device is a beacon, projecting a holographic halo into the azure dawn sky like the bat signal. Another approach would be to just enlarge the moon and then alter the crescent to suggest the halo. Maybe a cosmic cataclysm has changed the appearance of the moon. But how would these different options alter or expand the story? For example, why would Jerry project a holographic halo in the sky? Maybe he's signaling the crew of the big boat to return from their scavenging expeditions, and that's why Christina is coming back. I could have a blast imagining how your suggestions might auspiciously integrate into the existing scenarios. I'm a little bit surprised by what an expansion whore I am. I never suspected I could feel so confident about grafting disparate concepts onto this movie. And were these concepts already there? Latent, dormant seeds just waiting for a few raindrops to sprout. Maybe this is my film future, building framework movies that attract supporting structure and rich detail from the cosmos. Seamus via Dog.Movie struck a more cautionary note. My recommendation is to be careful not to clutter the scenes. I like most of the ideas for Christina walking along the path, but the notable skyline and the skeleton are unnecessary. I also like the ideas for her approach for the boat. As she's passing down the hall, I like the mediatronics on the boxes, but I don't think there needs to be anything out the window. Sometimes less is more. I responded, agreed. We're exploring the frontiers of density. The operating theory is a scene can be packed with detail and still have prominent focal points, delivering the essentials and advancing the primary narrative. Less can be more, and likewise, more is too often less. Snip. Yin and yang, less and more, detail and simplicity, on and off, charcoal and blank newsprint paper. Together, we'll find the sweet spot for Welcome Aboard in future episodes. This episode, 094, we've got a new scene, Grown-Up Ghost. To be frank, this scene was recently orphaned by feedback on previous scenes, and I'm looking for inspiration about how to reintegrate with serendipitous extrasensory perception from y'all. A younger Uncle Joe and Christina aboard a boat, perhaps a small cabin cruiser. He's going to read a Philip K. Dick novel to her. There are no obvious clues as to why Christina and Joe are on a boat or where that boat is. What would be your guess about the why and the where? And that's the Daughter of Godcast, second season, crowd creation, episode 094, Grown Up Ghost. We're collaborative movie making. Apparently me and Seamus mostly, but appearances can be deceiving. In the most remote nooks and crannies of our spherical starship, humans are hoovering up this podcast on the sly, soaking up the scenes stealthily. Perhaps they are waiting to see whether this project, long delayed and repeatedly paused, will ultimately go down in flames. Maybe lurking as a way to stay safe, uninjured by the maelstrom of wreckage, far from the sucking vacuum of imploding dreams. Making my first feature certainly is an epic undertaking. I return either with my shield or upon it. I could have stayed a slightly eccentric, middle-aged, privileged white male, or let this movie make me. This movie can make you too.